Well, I am so excited to have General Manager of Port Stewart, Miss Judy Hutton, on the line with me today. A golf club that I absolutely love. When I played there, I was sick. I actually had strep throat, and it was an awful, awful time on probably the most beautiful day you could possibly have. There was no wind. It was sunny. It was perfect. I had no excuses. But that course definitely, I need to get back to it and tackle it, because I feel like I missed out a little bit there. But what an incredible course it is, Port Stewart. I'm so happy to have Judy on with me. Judy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Gabe. Thank you for having me today.
I've got to say that I think Port Stewart's opening nine holes is one of the most memorable, if not the most memorable nine holes of golf I've ever played. It's something really, really spectacular. Tell us a little bit about the history of the course.
For sure. It's certainly a front nine that so many people comment on. And even when you take your first few steps up to the first tee box, it's certainly a dramatic opening hole. I would like to describe it, I think, as magical. I really do. The first time I stood on it, it just has the complete wow factor. You can take pictures, but it's not until you stand up there that you see what everybody really sees the magic in it. And it's just a great lead in to what you're about to experience over the next 4+ hours of great golf, hopefully. And it's great links golf, great Irish links golf. History of the course, we were established in 1894. So we have a very long, lucrative history, colourful history too. And we have three 18-hole courses here in the complex. Two are up here on the main site, with the Strand course being the championship course that was host to the Irish Open in 2017, where John Rahm won and was a great champion for us in so many ways. And he has continued to really promote the club unintentionally by describing, as you just said, the front nine holes, which is really beautiful, possibly the most beautiful front nine he has ever seen, is what he was quoted as saying on one occasion. So John has been doing great work for us by talking about the course and the magic. But certainly the very long history, it dates back to 1894 and the opening of the old course, which is across town, just the other side of Port Stewart, which is still there today. And also a lovely, lovely town course, which is more pitched at those who maybe haven't a lot of golfing experience now, or are holiday makers. And
or maybe you need a break from the beat up you get.
That's it. Just take the clubs out and fancy it. Up here on the main complex, obviously you have, you know, the higher echelons from up to the champions playing the Strand course, which we're truly blessed about. As we say, it's the land of giants here, and that you can walk in the footsteps of the giants out in the Strand course. And we also have the Riverside course, which is again in between the two. So I've actually had somebody describe it as Daddy Bear, Mummy Bear and Baby Bear being the three courses, which I think is a great way to describe it, depending on your ability and how you're feeling on the day, even which course you want to have a go at.
Right.
So
I love it.
Yeah, we're truly blessed with the range that we've got, the difficulty, the skill levels, and the pure enjoyment of the courses. The history is as long, as we've said, and when you step on here, you see the magic of not only the courses, but the scenery and the setting that it is in, which makes it so truly unique. From my point of view, I'm here now 4 years, coming up just on 4 years. And as many people have asked me, it's, you know, why did you come to Port Stewart? Because I had to relocate here. And truly, this would be the one and only club I would have picked in Ireland as being just fits me and what I'm about. And I just love the club so much. And that's why I do think, you know, I'm biased, but sure, it truly is something special. And I think you saw that when you were here that day, and you got a very unique day where there was little to no wind blowing, which is kind of rare up here on the North Coast for sure.
Yeah. I, like I said, other than having strep throat, I really had no excuses because the conditions were perfect. Like, I'm trying to remember exactly what it looked like, but the picture in my mind is off to the right, you've got this beautiful coastline. In fact, I think there was a number of people kind of having parties and making holidays and whatnot on the beach. When it, the first tee shot, you don't want to really hit a driver. You want to hit something maybe more like a 3-wood or less. And it's a steep drop down. What is it, about 100 feet down, or how far down is it?
Yeah, it would be roughly that. That's right. And it curves along the beautiful Strand Beach, which on a good summer's day, you'll see cars parked probably virtually the whole length of it. So it's about 2 miles in length, the Strand Beach. And that is your view to the right of the tee. And it is quite daunting when you're, you know, hitting off from that height and you're looking out and you're just thinking, I'm going to hit the beach. Right. I'm going to hit the sand.
Smash a window.
Exactly. Yeah. But once you get down there, a dog leg slightly to the right, you see the green and it's just not as scary as it looked from the top. So
It's like you're entering like an, the way I describe it is you're entering like an alien landscape, especially someone from Florida, where here it's extremely flat. To see these massive dunes. How high are those dunes? It's incredible.
The dunes would be, I'm sure 200 feet. And some of them, you really hit them at the second hole, which is my personal favorite. Once you hit the second, you're really out in the quietness and you just feel nature all around you and the peacefulness of it. But again, another stunning tee shot from quite an elevated height. You're again looking straight onto the beach behind you. But when you are teeing up for that drive, you're going between a tunnel, basically, of towering dunes. And it looks very narrow. But it's one that I always can't wait to get the driver out just for the challenge of keeping it straight, because you really have to keep it straight. So that's a good one.
I love it. Yeah, I think I was the fourth hole. I love it. I mean, so many holes. I even the back nine, which doesn't get the quote unquote press, but in its own right, it's a different layout. It's, I guess, a little bit flatter, not so many of those giant dunes. But man, it's so cool to be able to play that front nine and then the back nine, which you get a different look on, and it's just as good as the front, I think.
It is in that I think more so the back nine doesn't get as good a press because the front nine, it's not that the back nine is any lesser, it's because the front line is so dramatic in so many ways. But yeah, the skill really comes into it in the back nine, and then you have the backdrop of the beautiful river as well, so coming into it, and it is a different feel. But there's a lot of skill goes into the back nine as well to really get the scoring up once you've hit through the front. So it's a challenge all around.
Is it the 16th green that's it's elevated, it's got bunkers all around it? Is that the 16th?
Yes, yeah, it's beautiful.
That's a great hole too. There's just so many, just one after another, and each one of them different in their own way. And you're right, the peacefulness that you feel out there, because I guess it may be because of the dunes or whatnot, but I felt like I was the only person on the golf course, me and my playing partner that day.
You do feel like that, yeah. It's just between you, the dunes, the birds singing. It really is. It's beautiful. Our par threes are kind of hot as well. The one that always sticks in my mind is the sixth, the 5-penny piece, where it is either a sand wedge or a wedge, and it is so hard to hit that green. Yeah. It's like trying to land a ball on the pin of a needle sometimes, but it's the other great little fun par three that stands out in my mind.
Yeah, it's just a fantastic course. You have to experience it to really even understand it or believe it. But if you're ever in Northern Ireland, certainly that's got to be right there with the big ones. Now, Judy, the clubhouse in its own right is a little special as well. It's different from the rest of the clubhouses I had visited in that part of the world, where it's kind of a modern look. If I remember right, you had a lot of big windows, the restaurants up on the top level. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the new clubhouse was built in 2009. So what are we, 11 years old now? It has... much like the course, the wow factor when you walk in through the door, it's highly modern, and it has lots of nooks and rooms, both for members and visitors. We can basically tailor make group functions and everything really suited. The areas will be suited to the parties that come, including our visitors and our members. So it is, for our members, certainly home from home. And I think the visitors certainly feel that when they walk through the door as well. You can have the greatest building, but as I've always said, you can have the greatest courses, but it is the people that makes it. And we certainly feel that the people, not only our staff, but the people of the North Coast, and Ireland in general, as you know, we're a very hospitable crew. We love to talk. In fact, we probably talk too much, but we love to make people feel at home, and we love to welcome visitors and make them feel at home while they're here and part of the family. And our club is certainly no different to that. The facilities we've got, you know, really, really do enhance the experience. So we now also have, in this past year, we were delighted about it, that a new restaurant group came in and took over our private dining restaurant. So it is now theirs, and we've called it 1894 for the year that we were established. So the restaurant is a fine dining restaurant by the Browns Group. Stunning food, stunning views over the beach, really has the wow factor as well of both food and delicacies and scenery. And then of course we have the bar, which just is a it is the main place where the crack happens, as we say over here in Ireland. The Guinness is good and it flows, and the laughter gets louder. So especially when so many people analyse their game of golf after coming in, whether it be good or bad, you can hear the laughter all down the corridors right to my office sometimes, which does take me to the fair from time to time.
That's a good way to put it.
No, it's a real fun place. It's a fun clubhouse. We are relaxed. But we love the game of golf, we love the crack, and that's what it's all about when you come in. So people will feel at home, they enjoy the food, they will enjoy the drink, they'll enjoy the atmosphere and what they get from it. So
right,
it certainly is good. We also have the pro shop on site as well with all our merchandise and branded, and we do change that every year according to what's in demand. Great locker rooms, practice facilities. So we have a little bit of everything, and we're proud of what we've got.
Yeah, you have a beautiful logo. I've got one of my favorite ball markers is from there as well. And actually the profile picture on all my social media, I don't know if you noticed that, but the profile picture, the background is actually the Strand. It's the back nine of the Strand. Again, it holds a special place in my heart for sure. Let's talk about the surrounding village there. It's a really quaint, like, little town. I got to go in there just briefly. I didn't stay there overnight, but there, it looks like it's a nice place to spend a few hours or even a few evenings. Tell us about it. What there is to do in Port Stewart.
Yes, for sure. Port Stewart town itself is a great, great town for shopping, for coffee, for walking the prom. And usually in normal times, a great place for nightlife as well. And choice of dining. So we are right on the very north coast, and it's great for walking, especially at this time. You know, it's even for people from Northern Ireland, they do flock to the north coast at the minute. There's about 3 miles between Port Stewart and Port Rush. Port Rush is also lovely and unique in the way that it is laid out and the feeling of it, but it's very, very relaxed, very chilled out. There's a great range of B&Bs and inns. Bushmills Inn obviously is not too far away from us as well. So the whole North Coast area, the little towns aren't very far apart. The drive is really dramatic. So you've got everything from the Giant's Causeway, not too far away at all, the Carrickarreed Rope Bridge, Bushmills Distillery, which is just got one of the best whiskey tours that I've ever been on. And I'm not even a great whiskey lover. But on those days and going on that tour, I loved whiskey for
sure. Blasphemy, Judy, blasphemy.
I'm a gin girl. But no, you know, so many unique things to do here as well. And whether it's golfing groups or family groups, if you're coming with your family, there's so much to do. And more than anything, the outdoors and the scenery just is breathtaking.
It really is.
I've had a few people say it actually looks like Southern California sometimes with our beaches. So
I can see that. Yeah, it does have that hit. It does have that vibe a little bit. It's almost like the Pacific Coast Highway. We're looking down, especially like right there on the Strand on the first hole, you see the cars lining. Beautiful. Even a little surfing in that part of the world too, isn't there?
They do, yeah. They sure do. Castle Rock as well, all through the coast. There's been some big waves recently as well. We've got some championship surfers coming along. So yeah, we've got lots to do for everybody, which is great.
It's fantastic. The food's great. The people, as you mentioned, the hospitalities just cannot be beat. And I've pounded that drum for a little while here on this series of podcasts with all of the Northern Irish folk, but it's really true. It's something to behold. The folks at Port Stewart will take incredible care of you. Judy and her team do an amazing job. The golf course in immaculate shape always. And really a pleasure to have you on the show, Judy. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, I'm so glad to have been here, Gabe, and thanks for having me. And if anybody wants to know anything more, they're more than welcome to get in touch.
Awesome. And the website for folks who want to check it out?
Yeah, it's portstewartgc.co.uk. And my contact details are on there. Don't hesitate to give me a shout directly.
Beautiful footage there. You'll see the beautiful dunes there. I think there's some great aerial footage you have of the club as well on the website. So definitely check that one out. And if you're coming to Northern Ireland, you're going to hit Portrush most likely, or you're going to hit that part of the world. Absolutely, Port Stewart has to be on that list as far as I'm concerned. It's just as good as anything there is out there. I've been all over the world playing golf, and Port Stewart's right at the top of my list. So it's not so hidden anymore, but it was once a hidden gem. It's being out in the spotlight more thanks to John Rahm and the Irish Open. But man, make sure it's on your bucket list. Thanks, Judy, so much.
Thank you, Gabe. Pleasure.
Well, there you have it. My favorite nine holes of golf that I've ever played. And like I said, the back nine, just as exquisite. It's a place you've got to see if you're headed over to Northern Ireland and on any Irish golf itinerary. Put Port Stewart on the list. Hey, don't forget to check out our YouTube channel where you can actually watch us play some golf, not just listen, but watch as well. That's youtube.com/letsplaythrough. Let's play through with a U, just like the podcast. We'd love to have you over there. Hit subscribe and get connected with us on YouTube. And we'll catch you back here very soon on another edition of the Golf Travel Show. Hit them straight.